Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are on the kind of latter half of our week in this first week of Easter, celebrating the resurrection of our Lord. And as we mentioned at the beginning of this week, I don't know if you're, we're not doing the readings for this week on our show, but if you're keeping up with the readings of this week, the church does something really interesting. We have Easter, and then she dives into Pentecost. And she shows us, the church shows us the beginning of the early church, the birth of the church, because she's showing us what resurrection power is like. She's showing us what the church, what the apostles, what the believers in Christ set on fire with the power of the Spirit live like. That when resurrection power lives inside you, when you believe Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, when you live in that reality and the Spirit of God comes upon you, like it came upon the apostles at Pentecost and enlivens you, what begins to happen? And what happens? The preaching of the gospel, the conversion of thousands, healings, miracles, the foundation of the church, living in community. And so the church is showing us, hey, a resurrected life looks a certain way. And we've talked about this in a particular way this week, that a resurrected life is guided not by the shallow wisdom of the world, but a particular type of wisdom. And it's kind of this ironic thing. The resurrected life is guided by the wisdom of the cross that Christ presents to us. Right? The secret wisdom. This is what Paul says. He says, I put my whole stock in this Christ and Christ crucified. This is what I proclaim. This is what produces miracles. This is what moves people. Not earthly wisdom, not earthly convincing. This is what moves people. This is what, quote unquote, works. Aren't we always trying to find what works? In the church, we come up with every strategy. We have roundtables, we have podcasts, we have new terms, missionary discipleship. And I'm not making fun. Like, I'm on the bandwagon of all that kind of stuff. But it's like, if we just had one more panel about evangelization, then we definitely would be able to evangelize. Not like, oh, maybe it'll work to go out and preach the gospel. And so we're spending all this time trying to figure out what works. And Paul's saying, I know what works. It's going in your weakness, being in awe and wonder of the cross, and proclaiming the secret wisdom of God, which is Jesus crucified, which is Jesus Christ crucified. And that's what we're invited to live in today. And so even as we begin this episode, to build on the episode we had yesterday, what wisdom are you relying on? Just as we begin in prayer, we want to just take that moment to reflect, what wisdom are you relying on? Are you relying on the wisdom of the world? Or are you relying on the wisdom of God? And I think for some of us, I know for me, I rely partly a lot of times on the wisdom of God and partly on the wisdom of the world. I'm like, I'll rely on the wisdom of the world until it doesn't get me where I want to go. And then maybe I'll turn to God. And God's saying, I don't want you to rely on both. I don't want you to try to get what you need for yourself and then try to get from me whatever you didn't get from the world. No, I want to give you everything. Rely on me. Rely on me. And rely on my wisdom, not the wisdom of this age. And so we're going to go ahead and we're going to continue on. We have a couple more things to talk about with the passage we read yesterday, but we're going to pray and then we're going to read God's word and dive into what the Holy Spirit wants to discuss with us. So if you'll join me in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, give us humility. You showed such humility on the cross. And you reveal that so much of the nature of God is meekness and humility. That your wisdom that totally undercuts and overthrows the power and the wisdom of the world is a quiet wisdom. It's a humble wisdom. It's a wisdom that becomes obedient unto death. So Lord, give us that spirit. Give us that life within us. Show us how to be meek and humble like you so we can receive the wisdom of God. Grow in us spiritual maturity that's founded in humility and meekness so that we can grow, so that we can be more like you, and so that we can know your wisdom and we can know the mind of God. And we ask all of this in your most holy name. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, I'm going to read 6 through 13, a big chunk, and we're going to go through it, and then we're going to just wrap up our time together tomorrow on this section of Scripture. So 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glorification. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor the heart of man conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him. God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what person knows a man's thoughts except the spirit of the man which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who possess the Spirit. The unspiritual man does not receive the gifts of the Spirit, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. But the spiritual man judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. That was a big chunk that I read. I just read 6 through 16. That was a lot of verses, and we're going to go through those verses and see what the Holy Spirit is saying. But where we left off is saying, right, there's the rulers of this age who they exchange with the wisdom of the world, which is overruled and overthrown by the humble wisdom of the cross. Because if they would have known what the cross would have done, they would not have crucified the Lord. And it says, but it is written, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor the heart of man conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. And first and foremost, friends, just have that truth come into your mind. You have no idea. You cannot comprehend. You cannot grasp. You cannot see what God has prepared for you. What God has prepared for you. It's so amazing. It's so powerful. And he proves this through the cross, because no one who was there on that day watching Jesus get arrested, watching him be whipped, watching him carry his cross, watching him be crucified, no one would have known what was to come. No one. Only the Father, the Son, and the Spirit knew. They thought it was done. They thought it was over. The apostles scattered. You hear this at the road to Emmaus after Jesus was raised from the dead, but the apostles didn't know it, and they're walking, and who Jesus was hidden from them. And Jesus says, what happened? Why are you sad? And they say, don't you know what happened here? Jesus was crucified. They killed him. And we thought he could have been the one. There's this hopelessness. Because so far in the course of history, no one had ever heard of a man being crucified and being raised from the dead and coming back alive. They had only seen a glimpse of Lazarus being raised from the dead. And so what God is about in our own lives, friends, is overcoming our greatest expectations. The greatest glory that you can imagine. God has more for you. That is the wisdom of the cross. And he shows it through the wisdom of the cross to say, here's an example. Here's the heart of it. That this instrument of death, this instrument of humiliation, this instrument of hopelessness, the moment that everybody thought it was over and hopeless and dead and gone, I took that moment in a way that no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, no man has ever been able to conceive, of God taking the cross and making it an instrument of victory and triumph and glory. So what are you going through right now? Where are your crosses? Where's your suffering? Because Jesus says, my cross was turned to glory. Something no man could conceive of, the depths of the depths of the depths. This is hope. This is the gospel, that God takes what is broken beyond repair, what is gone without possibility of rescue. He takes it and he says, that's the place you can't even conceive. Those places of brokenness, in your own heart. The places of wounding, the places of deepest shame, the place that you have told nobody about, where you say, I can give these things to God, but those places in my heart are too far gone. So I'm going to spend my whole life working out of that place because I can't show it to God, because how could good come from that? St. Augustine has this amazing quote. He says, in my wounds, in my darkest hour, I looked at my wounds and I was dazzled by your glory. The impossible. This is not about what's hard to do. It's about what's impossible to do. I love, there's a preacher I love. She says, impossible is where God starts. What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor heart of man conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him, those who crucified the Lord of glory, could never have conceived of what God would do with the cross. And now crosses, crucifixes hang, and it's the symbol of victory, because through death, God trampled death forever, and he opened up to you eternal life, the secret and hidden wisdom of God. And God has revealed this to us through the Spirit. And so today we beg God, show us, give us hope to say in those places in our hearts, reveal to us the cross, that the hope of the cross is that I'm not too far gone. The hope of the cross is that place, the pain we can't overcome in our family, the thing that we can't get past, the thing in my life I think is impossible. I speak to it in the power of the Spirit and I say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God is going to do with me. What God is going to make of my life, the glory that is going to come out of the life of Rachel Herbeck because of my brokenness and my weakness. No eye has seen it. No ear has heard what God is going to do with my life. Not because I'm special, not because I'm good, not because I'm powerful, but because of the secret wisdom of the cross, that something was impossible. Something was broken beyond belief. Something was broken beyond repair. And God said, this is what I'm going to use because it's unexpected. This is what I'm going to use because it's broken. This is what I'm going to use because the evil one, the rulers of this age that are functioning in the powers and the principalities of the world, there's a power that they do not know. And it's the power of the only Son of God becoming obedient to death and therefore triumphing over death itself. This is the resurrection life. You want to know a resurrection life summed up? Living in the hope that no eye has seen, nor ear has heard. Every day, wake up and you say, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard what God has prepared for me because I love him. There is no place that the cross has not gone. There is no place. Jesus was buried in a dark, desolate tomb. And he rose again 3 days later. The wisdom of God is foolishness to the wisdom of the age. Because the wisdom of God, the cross turns everything on its head, and the Spirit that has revealed it to us, the Spirit that knows even the depths of God, is giving you a revelation today that God wants to make a new thing with your life. That what no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, no man knows what God has prepared for you. Join us again tomorrow as we wrap up this week. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.